We just heard our Lord saying the gospel a few different things. At the beginning, and then repeated a number of times, he said, "Fear no one, no fear." But then later in the gospel, he also said, "Rather, fear the one who can destroy both soul and body." So, should we fear or not? And the answer is yes and no. Which can sound confusing in some way, because very often we hear in the church that call to reject any fear. Do not be afraid. We repeat what the Lord said, what so many times we read in scriptures. Do not be afraid. And this could sound at times like a sort of very epic invitation to simply never have any kind of fear. A simplistic logic will be like, if you believe in God, then fear should simply not exist in your life, period. But as it is, God himself in today's gospel reminds us that there is a way to understand fear in which we can see that it has a place in our lives. Fear, along with a number of other human experiences, say joy, pleasure, sadness, hope, fear is a passion, and so it is a way in which our soul is affected by things that take place. As such, fear in itself is neutral. Therefore, there is, as we all know through own experience, to give some examples, some very good and very sinful pleasures. There are very healthy joys, but also very unhealthy joys. There are some very holy, there is a holy way of experiencing fear, and also a very unholy way of experiencing fear. And our Lord, true God, but also true man, knowing these things, not only through his eternal divine wisdom, but also through his human mind, his human heart and body, the Lord, knowing through experience what he's saying, talks today in the gospel about different kinds of fear. He's very emphatic when telling us to truly fear no one, no one who can attack us or destroy our bodies. But he's also very realistic when telling us to rightly fear the enemy and the possibility of eternal death. Our colleague at the beginning of this Mass helps us to pray for this. The Church asks today for the grace to, quote, "always revere and love your holy name." That's the petition of the Church today, to always revere and love God's holy name. This prayer, which, by the way, is very ancient, already present in the earliest Roman sacramentary, so at least 600s. It was used in the past sometimes at the Feast of the Ascension. In this prayer, we ask for these two realities, which at times in our minds we present as contradictory. We ask for fear and love, reverence. In the original, it sounds better, timor amo. So fear as reverence, and then love. And this is actually something that we can understand very, very well through our own normal daily experience. As a consequence of love, we all, everyone here, fear being separated from those we love. And so love very naturally becomes reverence, becomes respect, awe. This is like what in daily life we experience with those whom we admire. Think about a teacher, someone who was very influential in your life. Very naturally, that love that we experience for that person moves us to try everything we can to not disrespect that person, to not disappoint that person. This is what we experience as well with those we love dearly, say a very dear friend or your partner. Out of love, we fear doing anything that in any way might create any distance with them. And this healthy fear comes from and leads to humility. We don't want to do anything wrong, but we know we could. And so because we're aware of this weakness and these great desires that we have, then we fear that possibility. And then we choose to love. Fear of the Lord leads us to remember as well that Gehenna, hell, is not just an idea and not just a possibility for those who are officially and publicly terrible people, but for anyone who, tempted by the enemy, might reject God's love. And because we know that all of this is true, then out of love, we fear being separated from the Lord, and we choose to love him more. And this is why the whole church at the beginning of this Mass prays for this twofold gift, fear and love. Because we need both. When we have both, then in a more robust way, we reject sin. Then we also, aware of our weaknesses, choose to reject as well all those distractions and realities that are really not that important and yet are so present in our minds and in our hearts. Fear of the Lord and love of him move us constantly to try to become saints. May these gifts of the Holy Spirit, fear and love, help us today as we pray to honor the holy name of Jesus, and so to be set even more firmly on the solid foundation of his love.